Hello and welcome to Who Would You Deal with Robin and Josh.
Where the answer is never Robin or Josh.
That's right, and...
We have a very topical episode. Very, sort of topical.
Well, this episode is always topical, you could say.
And, you know, it's about comedy. Mm-hmm. We're doing some sort of comedy people tonight. Mm-hmm. We're talking about late night hosts.
Late night hosts.
Late night hosts.
Late night hosts.
Would you like to be a late night host, Robin?
Yes, that would be a lovely job.
Like how high on your list of potential, like, lifelong, because you're a late night host, that's what you are.
Right.
On, like, your list of potential, like, lifelong jobs, where would late night hosts fall?
Okay, so there are two parts to my answer. One, how happy would I be if I ever got that job and, like, willing to just have that job? Totally. I'd be totally happy. I'd love to have that job forever. On the other hand, out of all the comedy jobs, I legitimately don't think it's a good fit for me.
You don't think you'd be a good late night host?
Like, I feel like, you know how they test people by, like, they get people...
I'd just like to say you're an excellent podcast co-host.
Oh, yeah, but you can't see my intense slouch or scowl. But I think that, like...
But you're kind of like... I'm sorry to interrupt again, but you're kind of like, you know, in a way, like a female Conan O'Brien because you're super tall.
That's right. It is one of his main factors. But I feel like... You know how they have those audiences they pay to hold a button of when they're happy and when they're sad, depending on what's on screen?
You and I would both generate
the sad faces. Get off!
But does David Letterman really generate a happy face?
That thing didn't exist when he got hired. Like, seriously. That thing didn't exist when he got hired, and probably, yes, I bet that he would get really high happiness scores.
From old people.
Like, Chelsea Handler was married to the president of the network when she got her job.
So she didn't need any happy faces?
She didn't need,
she just needed one happy face.
Exactly.
They're divorced?
Yeah, they got divorced. But,
she just used him and left and dropped him.
To be fair, I mean, someone who's read her books, I don't think it'd be pleasant to be with her. I don't know if she necessarily.
Yeah, obviously not pleasant to be with her. Didn't she write a book about
she
all
wrote,
the people
like,
she's
been
with?
She wrote, like, 5 books about that. That's, like, what all her books are about.
Just about the people I've had sex with? Did
yeah.
Did she name them, too?
No. She calls them, like, stupid names, like tall ginger with a tiny penis or something. Like, that's.
Oh, God. Well, I guess. That'll play into my answer on that one as we approach it. But going back to the question of full-time job. So it's a job you'd love to have.
So now, Josh, you would like to have this job, but how would the networks deal with the fact that no one else could speak because you'd be talking about yourself the whole time?
Well, that would be part of, like, the shtick of my show is that I'd have guests on and I would just basically tell them about myself.
It'd just be like that SNL sketch.
Which one? Oh, yeah. That,
what's up with that? Or something. What's up with that? Yeah.
I always loved that sketch because I felt like it was very similar to the type of show I would have, minus the singing and dancing ability part.
And the Al Gore.
And Al Gore. I'd have Al Gore on my show.
I think if I was going to get a job as on late night, the one I think I'd be best at is, like, musician that you cut to and they have a sassy joke. That's my role.
When I have a show, you can be my piano playing musician that has sassy jokes.
Yeah, cut to me,
They've
sassy
joke.
They've
never done the female side musician,
no.
Have they?
Uh-uh.
We're gonna revolutionize you and me.
Our sexy podcast already has.
When I was younger, I really wanted to have a late night show.
I mean, it's
when
a fucking dream job.
Yeah, when I was in middle school, there was, like, a kid in my school that was, I can't remember if he was in eighth grade. Yeah, I think he was in eighth grade that, like, put on his own late night show, like, stage play. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I would be so much fucking better than if I did that.
That's Josh's life. Looking at projects other people have accomplished and then visually replacing them with himself.
And thinking it would be so much
That's
better.
That's your favorite
and
hobby.
Thinking it would be so much better if I did it.
Just, like, you're living in New York and, like, the Statue of Liberty gets built and you're looking at it and saying, my face would have been better up there.
Well, let's at some point make that happen for one of our icons.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good show.
Statues.
Statues.
Famous statues.
What statues would we have sex with?
They're hard. Okay, save it for that episode. Right, save it. That's gold. I'm going to say that joke 100 times during an episode. Rock hard.
Speaking of jobs, by the way, that, like, you just have for the rest of your life, I was reading this thing about how, like, you become... There's lots of engineers that become engineers, and if they go and work at NASA,
mm-hmm.
they, like, end up specializing in one thing for, like, the rest of their life. Like, there's, like, a thing I was reading about plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's, like, people who just have to study how plumbing works in space.
Yeah.
And they're, like, geniuses that know something that's pretty much absolutely worthless here on Earth.
You would... Those people are probably weird and don't care about Earth. They just care about space.
Probably, but it's just like, it's like, Rick, can you fix our toilet? It's like, if there was no gravity here, I could do it. But this gravity is really getting in my way.
That's a great excuse.
I only know about fixing plumbing with no gravity. That's my specialty. I could write fucking books on it.
I have. I'm published.
You wrote like a 10,000 page book on plumbing in space that zero people have read.
Don't you just put your poop into a hatchet and then it flies away? Where's the water coming from?
Is poop in space?
There's definitely poop in space.
What's that poop meteor going to be like?
There's a Futurama episode about that.
Is there?
Yeah, well, the garbage comes back. The garbage comes back.
Yeah, but all the poop that's just been excreted into space.
I don't think it was all at once.
I'm just saying, what if it, like, all lumped together? It's, like, found itself in space, like, hit each other and, like...
It's very statistically unlikely.
It's very statistically unlikely.
Yeah.
You know, statistics show that people who majored in statistics in college have a much better chance of getting a job than those who majored in film.
It's true. Statistics do show that. Okay, I have a theoretical for you. This isn't people. This is just, let's say, going down
theoretical
the...
Theoretical or a hypothetical?
A theoretical hypothetical.
A theoretical hypothetical.
Mm-hmm. So... And now it's going to become a real hypothetical. So these are three comedy careers that you're trapped in forever, but they're good. So which one would you rather take? Being a late night host that is like, it's not quite Letterman quality. It's not quite Conan quality, but it's not bad. It's like fine.
Are we talking, is Kimmel count as not quite Conan
quality?
Is my Kimmel quality?
You're at Kimmel.
I'm Kimmel.
You're Kimmel or... You have someone who does a show that's as highly revered as, like, Chappelle's show or Louis, but you do eventually go crazy. Or, like, if you don't go crazy, you, like, get tossed out. So, like, you're, like, top of creative field for, like, you have three seasons that everyone owns. But then you, like, kind of lose it and you can't work very much. And, like, you still have some money, but you're not super rich. Okay, so that's that one. Or you... don't really have that many TV credits, but you are, like, selling out, like, casinos, and you're, like, a touring comedian, and you are, like, you're funnier than Carrot Top, but you have, like, Carrot Top's career, where you're, like, fucking crushing it with live audiences every night, but you're, like, not really, like, gonna be, like, a star.
And I'm not respected?
No. You're like, more respected. Like, let's say you're, like, more like a Brian Regan.
Who?
You're, like, more like a Brian Regan. So... out of those, but like that's the one where you're going to see the most fans every night. So which of those three careers would you take?
I have my answer, okay. But I'm curious which one you think I'm taking.
I think you would take the Louis one.
Yeah. Because that's just too high. I want to do the good thing.
So even if you like kind of go crazy and lose the money, no one cares about you.
Not necessarily the Louis.
No, if you do fucking Kimmel, you could be respected by like every generation. Like a 13-year-old in 40 years will know who you are.
That's true. The late night host is very tempting. If you gave me Conan status.
No, you're Kimmel.
If it was Conan.
It's not your fault. They just won't let you do those sketches.
If it was Conan status, I would take the late night host. But like here, you know, the goal is to like be, you know,
I think Kimmel's great.
I don't get me wrong, I think Kimmel's great too. I'm not trying to rag on Kimmel. But all I'm trying to say is if you're giving me the opportunity, in one situation you're giving me the opportunity to become an idol.
Mm-hmm.
Like Chappelle Show, Dave Chappelle.
But, like, for one generation. Like, a teenager now doesn't know who the fuck Chappelle is.
Yes, he does.
But in 10 years, he won't. And he knows less than we did. He knows less.
But who's to say people are going to know who Kimmel... Do you know who Jack Parr is?
But that's, like, Moore's time. And that's also...
Milton Berle? I mean, I'm sure you've heard of Milton Berle.
Yeah, I've heard of all the old ones, but, like, no. I don't know who... But, like, okay. They last for longer, though.
Jack Parr hosted The Tonight Show. Okay. He was the Tonight Show host before Johnny Carson.
Okay, well, there's also a fucking show, a host before Jon Stewart.
What I'm saying is that...
That's hella years ago, though.
What I'm saying is, in hella years from now, Jimmy Kimmel is just going to be another Jack Parr. Only difference between Jimmy Kimmel and Jack Parr is Jimmy Kimmel didn't host The Tonight Show. The only reason people still know who Jack Parr is because he hosted The Tonight Show. Steve Allen. You know who Steve Allen is?
Yeah.
Okay. But really?
I mean, these people are from hella long ago, though.
Exactly.
You're not going to know who's coming out with great DVDs then.
No, but put it this way. Mr. Show, Bob and David's hella long ago. Well, not that hella long ago. But it's still long ago, and a lot of people revere it as, like, the greatest sketch comedy show of all time.
For people that are, like, obsessed with comedy already.
But there's a lot of people obsessed with comedy. There are comedians who make an entire career and sell out audiences because of only people that are obsessed with comedy.
Okay, whatever. Here's a question.
Look, I'm saying Kimmel's great. I love Kimmel, and I would definitely take Kimmel's career. But if you're giving me the option of creating, like, an all-time legendary show or being one of the better late-night hosts of a generation, like the fifth most famous and, like, fourth good, I'm taking the all-time show.
Okay.
But if you give me the chance to, like, be, like, a hero like Conan, I'd take Conan.
No, that's fine.
And then the stand-up thing, you know, maybe if I was Seinfeld, but I don't know. I don't even remember the guy's name you said.
Brian Regan.
Yeah, Brian, I don't know. Brian Regan can have his audiences.
I think some people like that better, my performances.
Oh, I don't. I mean, Jerry Seinfeld chose and said that's all he really wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's Louis' favorite thing.
Okay.
You would want the live performance one, right?
No, I'd probably do late night.
You'd want to be a late night host over...
If I was as good as Kimmel and I was a woman, I'd be the most famous person that ever lived.
Fine, but you're not as good as Kimmel. You're
what?
You're Chelsea Handler.
No, that's... Chelsea Handler... I would take Chelsea Handler's job. I think that she did... Like, she totally revolutionized it, because she was also first.
Whitney, you're Whitney Cummings.
People... I'm not Whitney Cummings.
You're saying you're Whitney Cummings?
No, that's so much worse than Kimmel! Or, you don't get to say that.
Well, because we're going... She's the Kimmel of the...
No, she is not. She's the hot Leno of the late night host.
Hot Leno.
Which is gross to think about.
I don't know if I would take Leno either. I'd take Leno's money.
That he hasn't spent.
I take like 10 days of Leno's money.
Oh my God. Give me one of his lunches.
Could I just get like... 13 hours of what Jay Leno earns.
No, just his lunch.
Does Jay Leno earn more in 13 hours than I earn in a year?
Yes.
In 2 hours?
It depends on what 2 hours. Certainly some.
I'm just saying, like, let's divide Jay's salary by 52 weeks and 40 hours a week.
Okay, how much do you think he makes?
He's making like $40
million. A year.
Wow. I don't know. I feel like he has a $40 million contract. All I know is that, like, Conan got a $40 million payout to leave The Tonight Show. And Leno... And the reason they gave Conan that $40 million payout to leave The Tonight Show was because... Was because they would have had to give Leno, like, $120 million
or something. It's an annual salary of $30
million. $30
million. Oh my God.
Are you able to do that math? Can you do that math without having too much dead air?
My phone is out.
You could practice that whole thing where you're not on the show anymore and I just do it by myself.
Oh my God. Okay, we're saying how many hours does he have to... I'll do the math and then you think about your guess.
My guess about how many hours I would have to work until I hit $30 million?
Uh-huh.
Can you figure out that math problem?
Yeah. So what's your guess?
Oh, man. My guess... Is 2 hours.
How much do you earn every year?
We're just gonna, you're just going to tell me what 2 hours of his salary is, and I'm going to tell you whether or not I'm making that.
No, I think I know how much you make.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, ladies, it's a lot.
I think the answer is somewhere at like 18 hours.
18 hours?
Yeah.
What's 2 hours of his salary?
7,000.
Man, some pretty good money. Yeah, I'm somewhere around, how many hours did you say you'd have to work to make my salary?
Wait, okay. So it's 3,400 every hour.
3,400 every hour?
Uh-huh.
Somewhere like 13 hours.
So when Jay Leno gets a good night's sleep, he's earned more than we make in a year.
When Jay Leno sleeps like you.
Oh, my God.
Jay Leno's earned more than we make in a year.
Now I just hate this country. I hate this country. He probably somehow got, like, a boat for himself and that was his taxes.
What does the Chinese version of Jay Leno make?
Doesn't exist. He works for freaks. He appreciates his country.
Oh, God, that is depressing.
That's so depressing.
So Conan, technically, to leave, got, like, paid out 1 year of Jay's salary.
And he could have gotten the whole life of it.
Man. And now fucking Jimmy Fallon's going to take over the Tonight Show?
I hate him.
The show just went from bad to the same.
It went from bad to it's going to be bad for another 50 years.
Man.
He's never leaving.
He's never just going to, like, turn into a funny comedian, right?
He's never going to stop getting hella tans.
I'm going to amend that comment. I think Jimmy Fallon is funny.
I don't think that his show is good.
But I don't think his show is good either.
I like Jimmy Fallon, Weekend Update. I'm into it.
I thought he was all right on Weekend Update.
I actually
liked early Jimmy Fallon stand-up, but I was also, like, 7.
And I just really think that He-Man is an underappreciated show.
It's really artfully done. The character of Skeletor has a lot of pathos. And, I liked his idiot boyfriend video. You ever see that idiot boyfriend video?
Mm-mm.
That's a pretty funny song and video that he made.
Okay.
So I recommend it. I'll post it on the Who Would You Do page.
Okay.
It'll come up with, like, a question, like, would you do this guy that no one will answer? Because we have 19 followers right now that almost never... I think the most likes we get on our Facebook page are from me.
But you care the most, that's fine.
You know, all that matters is that one person likes the show.
And even if that person is me.
Speaking of Jimmy Fallon,
mm-hmm.
Jimmy Fallon. You were in love with young Jimmy Fallon.
Oh,
right?
Of course. It's one of those first crushes you have.
Question for you as a young girl versus young girl today.
Wait.
Jimmy Fallon.
You mean that I am a young girl today?
No, not you,
or if
young
I were
girl today,
oh, a random young girl
okay,
today.
So you as a young girl versus a random young girl today.
Okay.
For you it's Jimmy Fallon, uh-huh. For her it's a vampire.
For me it's fucking a vampire.
For you, it's a vampire.
Okay.
What is with we gotta do a vampire episode.
We did a Halloween episode.
Yeah, but we gotta do
vampires.
Like the different vampires.
I'm down with that. But no, okay, so Jimmy Fallon might have been like my first comedy crush. I'm thinking about I mean, like, what was the comedy I was consuming when I was like 12? And I wasn't, like, watching stand-up. I mean, the only stand-up I'd seen at that point was probably Chris Rock. I didn't have, like, a crush on him.
And what stand-up comedians do people have crushes on anyway?
Not 12-year-old girls that, like, don't know they're going to become a comedian 10 years from now. Jimmy Fallon was really cute. And I really liked him. He was funny. He seemed like he'd be nice.
I'm sorry. You just like pointed something out to me.
Okay.
It's like kind of really sad in the going for a comedian thing.
Okay.
What little girl dreams about getting with a comedian? What girl is like, I want to be with Patton Oswalt when I'm an adult?
No.
Some.
Some, yeah.
But not the ones Patton Oswalt wants.
Yeah, right. No, I think he probably has a nerdy wife, I would guess.
You think she's hot, though?
I think she's better than he would have gotten with no comedy career.
Right. Oh, God. If only 13-year-old boys were like hot, attractive women.
Then Weird Al would be knee-deep in pussy.
Weird Al would be knee-deep in pussy.
So Jimmy Fallon, I mean, like, probably yes to all these guys, just because of, like, if you're somehow partying with them and they're trying to fuck you, like, you're like, ooh, okay. Like, I want to see this apartment.
To all these guys, Leno and Letterman and all.
Okay, maybe not Leno. And Letterman's Leno pretty old now. Well, I mean, Letterman. No, just every question is yes to Letterman, like, instead of Leno. But
when I was young, I used to actually really like The Tonight Show with Jay Leno and not Letterman.
Mm.
And now
Letterman's like mean when you're a little kid.
he just scared me.
He's like a turtle or something that's too skinny.
Looked like someone whose acne just never went away to me.
Yeah, just like if you turned like a almond into a person.
Okay, we're being really mean. Who's he ever offended?
How can you skip over my "if an almond turned into a person"? That's
if an almond
a dead on fucking Letterman joke.
And also, if an almond turned into a personality,
a salty almond. Okay,
didn't get the Tonight Show.
So, okay,
is Jay Leno the luckiest person on earth?
Okay, my dad loves this sentence. He says it all the time. Whenever Leno's brought up, he heard it on some interview, and he's just like, you know, I have been told that Jay Leno was a very promising and edgy young comedian, and that's why he got the job, and that he used to be very edgy, and that I guess it's just not like that anymore. So that's like what I'm trained to say. I've heard him say it so many times. So, I mean, no, he probably got it.
God, poor Letterman. He puts in Letterman and Conan. NBC just fucks over everyone that ended up in that late night show spot, except for fucking Fallon.
Letterman used to be on it?
Letterman was on the late night after Johnny Carson for like 11 years.
And then he just got moved to his own show. But now his show is like just as much of a staple as the stupid Jay Leno show, because Jay Leno ruined it.
Because people loved Letterman. Like, yeah. Letterman was the heir apparent. He was the guy that was supposed to take over the show. And then for some reason, NBC's like, we're going to go with Leno.
Do you think Leno sold his soul to the devil?
He's a relatively unknown comedian that we can just put on a TV show and
maybe those little happiness buttons did exist.
Basically what we're saying, Dave, is thanks for the 11 years. But we think this unknown fat guy is going to be better at the job than you.
But, I mean, like,
and people are going to like him more than you.
Letterman is mean, right?
When Letterman was on Late Night, he was, like, weird and like, edgy like Conan was.
But he's, like, mean. Like, if I was a dumb bitch in Kansas, I would like Leno. And there are more of those people than there are of us. So we lose, right?
Conan was the best.
Not if you're a dumbass bitch in Kansas. Then you fucking hate Conan. You're like, he's not funny. He's not funny. That's who you are. If you're a dumbass bitch in Kansas, everything.
Why does this dumbass bitch in Kansas not see that Conan's the funniest, yo?
Because she's not a fucking New York Jew. She's a dumb bitch from Kansas. That's who she is. She doesn't have any irony. She goes to church every Sunday. No one's making her
understand irony.
Yeah.
She doesn't see the irony of real life.
No. She loves making Rice Krispie treats.
Well,
she gets fucked twice a year by her boring husband.
Rice Krispie treats.
She hates Letterman.
Why is her boring husband?
She doesn't understand. She doesn't.
Twice a year.
Because she's really fat.
Oh.
And she just likes going to bed after. She likes to watch. She's like too stupid to get a DVR. She's too stupid to be watching Breaking Bad. She's just relaxing after her job where she types.
Now, we're not saying, by the way, listeners in Kansas, we're not trying to say that all people in Kansas are like this.
This
we're
is my personal official statement that Kansas people in Kansas is against are like me. This. So that's why. Right? Letterman is mean.
You just made me sound so elitist, by the way, Robin.
That's because you fucking are.
New York Jew.
You went to NYU. You went to film school there.
To hire a director.
That's the most snobby thing you could do.
Director, I am one of them. You can find me through my Who'd You Do podcast at gmail.com website.
New York Jew is also a really accurate way to describe Woody Allen, who's like the most elitist.
And the person whose career I would take the most over any
of the people
saying,
you just statistically
mentioned.
Did you know that Jewish people have won like 20% of the Nobel Prizes, even though they're like 0.05% of the population?
Well, that's very noble of the Nobel Committee.
So yeah, you guys are two, just off that statistic alone.
How many Asians are on that list?
Maybe like almost none.
How much of the percentage do they take?
Almost none.
Really? We don't give any Nobel Prizes to the Asians?
I mean, they'll have beat us in 100 years, but like that shit was going on in World War II. Like, we're not giving Asians Nobel Prizes.
No wonder the Jews were winning all those awards.
Yeah.
World War II, the Jews that weren't in Germany were working pretty hard at bringing world peace around.
Yeah. Definitely. So, yeah, you guys are just elitist. I mean, don't get me wrong. As we've discussed before, I am a Jewish Wigger. I'd much rather be with you guys.
What late night host do you like the most?
To watch?
To watch.
Let's say they're all on at the same time and I can't flip.
We're not,
I can't switch.
I'm not counting, by the way. We're not counting in this episode Daily Show.
No. Okay.
Colbert. Like, Stewart.
So we're doing networks.
But I actually am curious, if they were included, would it be one of them?
Mm-hmm. It'd
you
be
pick them?
Jon Stewart would be first.
Okay. Not included. We'll do a Daily Show episode some other time.
So, if they're all on, I can't flip at all.
You can't flip.
If I'm flipping, okay. So, let me just, I'll go down the order.
Okay,
first
can,
of all,
you can do both if you're flipping.
I'll just tell you, yeah, I'll do pyramid up. So first, I would only go to Kimmel and Leno if all the rest of them are on commercial.
So you take
Letterman. Sorry. I would take Letterman, Conan, Kimmel that's what I would actually do in reality. I would switch between the three of them.
Between the three of them.
Yes. And it would start with Conan and Letterman, and they're tied for me. So I do Conan and Letterman.
Conan and Letterman are tied for you?
Mm-hmm.
How come you like Letterman so much?
I just like him. It's what my parents watch. I've seen a lot of it.
Go on.
So I do, okay, so then in real life, I would do in between Letterman and Conan, and go to Kimmel if the two of them are, if they're bad or if they're busy. If any guests come on, I'm immediately clicking away. And if I had to pick between Letterman and Conan, it would just depend on the night. Overall, I mean, okay, if I had to pick one, like, from now on to only watch, I'd pick Conan because he's younger and has more going on. But in terms of, like, stuff I've watched, I probably like Letterman a little bit more.
Hmm, interesting. I've always been a devout Conan O'Brien fan.
Yeah.
My AIM screen name when I was younger, my AOL Instant Messenger. Remember Instant Messenger?
Yeah.
Back in the old stone age of the internet?
Mm-hmm.
My AIM screen name was Conan's Only Fan.
Why?
Because Conan, when I was watching him, I started watching him when I was really young,
mm-hmm.
maybe even around when he first started, would always make jokes about how he had one fan out there keeping the show alive. It's like one person watching that late at night that was keeping them on the air, and I was always like, it's me.
Aww, that's cute.
But something I used to do also when I was younger is, I'm bringing this up only because I've talked about it previously on the show, my old process of making boner jams VHSs, which I would just like leave my boner jams VHS in the VCR,
oh my God.
And when potential boner jams were coming on, I would just hit the record button.
Oh my God.
Well, I also had a separate Conan
when did
tape.
You come up with that name?
Boner jams? I stole it from a 40-year-old virgin.
Oh, okay.
Paul Rudd brings over a bunch of tapes he made that he called his boner jams. that's a great name for that tape. I was like, oh, that's a perfect name for the type of tape that I also made when I was younger. But I would have another tape that I would make, which was my Conan O'Brien tape, which every night I put in my Conan O'Brien tape, and I would wait for the comedy sketch that he would do. It's like he would do his monologue, the band would play, and the comedy sketch would come on. And I loved the comedy sketch so much every night that I would just record the comedy sketch, and I had tapes full of Conan comedy sketches alone. And also, sporadically, I would accidentally have the Boner Jams
tape. Yes, that was my question.
I would accidentally have the Boner Jams tape in when I was doing Conan, and I would have the Conan tape in when I was doing Boner Jams. And I never wanted to get rid of the Boner Jam or the Conan bit, so I would just leave them. I wouldn't record over it. So like, I'd be watching like 30 seconds worth of Disclosure, and then Conan sketch would come on. So if I didn't finish by the 30 seconds of Disclosure, all of a sudden I'd be jerking into whatever Conan sketch was on the video.
Was there other times where it's just like full on Boner Jams and then it's just Conan?
Where it just changes into a different tape.
Yeah.
Where it's like half Boner. And I would also have friends. I'd always want to show friends like sketches.
Right,
and
right,
I'd know
right.
that I accidentally recorded a sketch on my Boner Jam. And I didn't want them to know I had a Boner Jam.
Why? Wouldn't that be like a cool thing for a little boy to have?
Looking back on it, it was like I should have like been like, yeah, man, you could totally borrow my Boner Jams if you want. God. But I definitely didn't want to lend out my Boner Jams. They were very.
It was like shameful.
They were very important to me.
Was it like shameful?
I was a little shameful because I felt like I was the only person masturbating.
You guys didn't talk about it?
We did. Like once it was like brought up, it was like, oh, you fucking do that too? Isn't it the best?
Oh my God. I hated being a child. If I had to have that conversation now, talking to a friend about whether they had ever masturbated, I would just die inside. I'd rather kill myself than have that conversation again.
Oh man, I remember my older cousin was my parents used to like be weary of me hanging out with my older female cousin.
Because you're trying to bone your cousin?
No. Because they were always afraid she was going to tell me things I shouldn't know about. And thinking back, she's like the first person who told me about what masturbation was. She was like, my friend was telling me that he'll take out his penis and he'll beat it off. I was like, oh, I'm gonna try that when I get home. And I would go home and she called it beating off. So I was like, just like slapping my... I'm like, this is not fun at all. I don't know what that kid was doing. This is really painful.
Oh my God.
He says it's the best.
Oh my God. That's now I wonder that, what's that pervy kid doing right now?
What?
Like, what is that?
The kid beating off?
No, the guy who told your cousin that he loved to beat off. Why
beating
is
beating off just means masturbating.
But why are you telling that to some girl?
She didn't understand the way she just... Oh, yeah, I guess that's pervy. But the way she described
it... Did you ever tell that to some girl, I love beating my dick?
No.
When you're 13? No.
I didn't even tell my friends I was
masturbating.
Yeah,
that's a gross thing to say.
I was hiding my Boner Jams videos.
/Conan.
So like Boner Jams / Conan. That's what it was labeled. Boner Jams / Conan inside the NBA theme sketch.
Oh my God.
I'd also get real mad and upset when I would accidentally do it. When I would like, because like I wanted them to be perfect and I didn't like that I had like, I was very obsessive about both my Boner Jams.
Which one were you more upset about? The Conan with, like, the sexy or the sexy with the Conan?
I was probably more upset about the Conan with the sexy on it.
Because you couldn't tell anyone... You couldn't show anyone the Conan.
No. Actually, no. In that regard, I was more upset about the sexy... The Boner Jams with the Conan sketches that randomly were on it. Because those were the ones I was more nervous about showing. Because I would have to, like, get to exactly that. I couldn't, like, put it... Because, like, you can't just, like, put in the DVD and click chapter 6.
Right.
You have to put in the VHS and fast forward or rewind.
Okay.
So whatever it is getting revealed.
Right.
And also I would like go, we would go on like vacation sometimes to Colorado where like my parents like had this timeshare and there was a VHS player there. So I'd always want to bring, I just want to bring like
it's
my
dangerous move.
I want to bring my Conan tape, not my Boner Jams. Okay. I want to bring the Conan tape, but like if I had it tainted with a Boner Jam, I couldn't bring the Conan tape because I couldn't have my parents seeing that.
So how many total Conan / Boner Jam tapes were there?
I think I only went to two Boner Jams and like a lot of like maybe 7 or 8 Conans.
It's harder to get the boner jams because you don't know when they're coming.
Yeah, I don't know I was like, it was like a race. I'd fucking go scouring my video chest. I'm like, boner jam opportunity coming up.
You could tell it was coming up?
Well, I'd just be like, I'd like see on the TV Guide channel like what was coming up on HBO. And I'd be like, gotta get this ready.
If I had made a girl boner jams...
The thing is, TV Guide channel is always so confusing. I think I've talked about this with you before, how there was that show Real Sex on HBO.
Oh, right, it's like gross.
Which I always think was going to be a boner jam video.
Right.
And then I'd watch it.
It's a documentary.
And it was just horrifyingly disgusting sex. It was always like about transvestites or old people going to like a swingers retreat. Something just terribly disgusting.
If I made a girl boner jams when I was 13, it just would have been clips of Wesley Crusher.
Wesley Crusher?
Yeah.
What's Wesley Crusher?
He's a Star Trek character.
Oh. Your boner jams was just Star Trek.
It just would have been, never took his shirt off or anything. Oh my god, if there is an episode where Wesley Crusher took his shirt off.
I was going to say, hence the difference between girls and guys, but no girls were getting it on to Star Trek besides Robin.
I'm sure there are more. You can probably find them on Reddit. But no, like, also think about how little boner jam opportunities there would be.
By the way, you are probably good looking enough to be the groupie that the Trekkies are trying, that like the Star Trek stars are trying to hook up with at their,
That's a good point. Unfortunately, I know the like relationship status of all of the ones I'm interested in, and they're all married.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, you don't think they cheat?
No, I don't. They're not that famous.
Were you interested in Picard? Would you be interested in Picard?
My mom was into Picard. We'd watch the show, and she would just sit there and talk about how cute Picard was, and I'd be like, ew, he's old!
He's bald.
No, but he has a sexy bald thing going on. He's working it. One of my biggest things with the Star Trek universe, though, is really, you can just put, like, a laser over someone, and their gunshot wound heals in 1 minute, but you haven't cured baldness. Picard is just walking around the fucking dome. Nothing for that.
But does Picard want hair?
He would have been born into a world.
Would Patrick Stewart even have a career if he had hair? I need to take a moment for you to think about that.
I don't know. It's too hard to tell.
He wouldn't be Professor X.
That's true. Yeah, he like gets that job because he's bald. Who's the one bald smart guy?
Who's the fucking actor that looks exactly like fucking
what if
Professor
it was Larry
X?
David? What if Larry David was Professor X?
Larry David would have been if Patrick Stewart wasn't bald.
The next closest thing we have to a smart bald guy.
Oh man, we've like barely talked about any of it. So far, you do Jimmy Fallon.
No, okay, fine. Let's just I'll run through them. Jimmy Fallon.
We'll get this out of the way. We'll get this part that our whole show is based on, that our potential first time listeners think they're gonna get when they listen to our show.
Okay, I would do Jimmy Fallon mostly because he's traditionally good looking and out of like respect for younger Jimmy Fallon. If I had just met Jimmy Fallon as is, the answer is probably no. Like, if he wasn't on SNL, he's a peer on the show.
Do you think he's cute today? Do you still find him attractive?
No. It's the tan. It's the tan.
It's the orange.
I just watched that thing, and I'm just like...
He looks like an Oompa Loompa.
It's just like, is the TV broken? Is the TV has something wrong with its hue? This can't be it. This can't be what's happening with his skin.
His skin is redder than Conan's hair.
He looks like he fell asleep in the Bahamas and was just passed out for like 2 days straight.
Like a year.
He looks like Clint Eastwood's boots.
Everything.
Yeah, everything. So
looks like a walking wallet.
Yeah.
With hair plugs.
So Jimmy Fallon, sure, because of out of respect of young Jimmy Fallon. Leno, no. Probably wouldn't be into him no matter what.
No matter what.
Yeah.
Not even when he was young and just becoming the host of
Maybe then. But I mean, today's Leno, no. Like, too old.
Too old.
Yeah.
What about Letterman? Could Letterman woo you?
This is... No, that's the only question mark, because Kimmel and Conan are yeses.
Conan's a yes.
I would. Okay, the thing is, successful. Though. But okay, but here's what really would do it, though. I, like, know that he's married and has kids, and I would, like, be really upset. So if, like, they were somehow not in the picture, then yeah.
Okay. Man, I can't believe you don't just find Conan the funniest. I guess as such a huge Conan fan.
I never had that, yeah. My parents, I probably didn't even know it was on.
Oh, man. You know what it is also? I think you probably were, like, more starting to watch Conan at all, like, during his transition out of late night.
Mm-hmm.
That was probably when it was hitting you. Because, like, if your parents were watching Letterman, like, you were watching Letterman with them and then probably going to bed.
Yeah.
You didn't have a TV in your room.
No.
My parents didn't know I was watching Conan. Well, they knew, but they were doing what they could to stop it.
They weren't doing very much. They didn't take the TV out of your room.
Yeah, I don't understand it.
I don't know. My kid's going to be horrible and hate me because I'm going to, like, take all, like, screens away from it. Like, by the time it's born, there's just going to be, like, a TV in your crib. And I'm, like, not going to get the crib TV. And from the day one, it's just going to hate me for not having enough internet. Okay. I'm trying to imagine. I'm, like, at a really swanky Hollywood party. Letterman's hitting on me. Like, being super... I mean, I would love it. I'd love the attention. But in reality... Okay, so then it's, like, the end of the night, and he's like, oh, you should come back and see my... electric whirlpool bath with 10,000 Greek statues from Greece. I'd really want to go. I'd probably
Leno's
freak out.
Leno's got the most electric whirlpool
but,
bath.
But I wouldn't care. I wouldn't
Leno,
go. Like, drives, I wouldn't,
Leno
I wouldn't
literally
care.
He has so much money that he drives a different car every day.
I wouldn't care. But if Leno... I don't think I'd be able to have sex with him because it would be too awkward. It would be so awkward. He's like a grandpa.
He knows what he's doing.
But just looking at him... I would want to do it for the experience and then buckle. That's how it would be.
It's pretty much what I grew accustomed to watching you date early on at the in the roommate
yeah.
relationship.
I'm a big fan of bailing. It's the only... That's like today at Hobo Camp and talked to me and my five friends. And I just didn't look at him and was typing on my phone. And eventually he left. I just can't. I can't engage. So that's that. Conan over Kimmel. Okay. What about... Oh, we haven't mentioned the girls at all, besides Chelsea Handler.
Conan over Kimmel?
Yeah.
Or over Fallon, too?
Yeah.
So Conan the most.
Yeah. If there was, like, a barbecue, Conan. I've just watched a lot of Letterman. I like Letterman. I don't know.
All right. So for the girls... The situation is there's really Chelsea Handler.
Right.
That's the only legitimate female late night host.
Yeah, I'm like Googling late night host.
But,
just like one.
There's also Joan Rivers used to have a late night show on Fox, which is the reason that Carson. Oh, what about Johnny Carson?
Yeah, but he's like scary. I'd be terrified of him.
Why would you be terrified of Johnny Carson?
He's like mean all the time.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is. He's really, really mean when the show wasn't taping. He's, like, the hugest jerk.
No,
everyone's scared of him.
I've heard so many good stories about him.
No, he's scary and a jerk. I'm a big consumer of Joan Rivers, and Joan Rivers talks a lot about
Joan Rivers.
I know, they're enemies.
Yeah, Joan Rivers and him are enemies, and Joan Rivers is fucking will go after you if you're her enemy.
I trust what she says about him being mean.
He was her mentor until she called him to say she was starting in a competing show. And a lot of people believe it's because Carson wanted Joan Rivers to take over for him.
No, that's not how it was. He was never going to do that. It was clear. Anyway, there's the Joan Rivers documentary out.
That's what
highly recommended.
That's all from one person's perspective.
Perspective is from no one's perspective. The one that you invented in your head to make Johnny Carson look good.
Well, he's the man, Robin.
Okay.
But Johnny Carson's like he's the legend. He's the benchmark. He's the
yeah.
Staple.
I mean, that would be the most often awesome to travel back in time and like hang out with him and all those cool old celebrities in their peak.
His wife divorced him.
Okay, lots of people's wife divorced him.
I guess so, but it was like the biggest like it was like one of those 50% splits where Johnny Carson was just like.
Oh, no. That's sad.
Like, lost half of his shit, which was a lot of shit to
lose. Oh, you mean,
like,
money?
And afterwards, he was still totally fine.
Yeah.
He could lose half his shit like 8 more times and still have more money than we'll ever see. God.
So, okay. So, yes to Chelsea Handler.
Oh, man. Well, A, I wouldn't want her writing a book about me.
Or, like, I think you would be more upset if she didn't. If you, like, fucked her, like, for, like, a month, and then it ended badly, and then the next book came out and you weren't in it, and it, like, had a one-night stand in it, you'd be like, what the fuck?
Also, it kind of bugs me there's, like, literally books that she was able to write about all this.
I think you'd want the book chapter.
Yeah, if I did it and she was gonna write a book and like I wasn't included, it would be like, what the fuck? But it's also like, do I want to do it? Do I even want to put that test out there? Do I want?
There's probably like one guy.
Do I want to be in that book?
I don't know. Do you? I think you would. I think if you knew her, you'd be really into her.
You think so?
Well, maybe not.
Isn't she kind of mean?
Yeah, but I feel like you like that.
I do kind of like that.
Yeah, if she thought you were funny, because she laughs a lot too. Mm-hmm. On the show, she's always laughing. If she was laughing at your jokes and being mean to you, you'd be obsessed with her. I think she's Jewish.
Her dad was Jewish. Her mom was Mormon, but she was raised Jewish.
Yeah, there you go. You would be obsessed. She's like your dream woman. Wow, we just found it.
I found a dream.
I feel like you'd be more into her. Like, you, I know that you, like, think Kim Kardashian is the prettiest, but, like, you'd just hate like her.
She'd end up I would hate her guts.
You wouldn't even be able to fuck her because she'd be talking, because she's sober. You couldn't just get her drunk. She would be talking the whole time, and you'd have to leave before you could. She's
attractive enough that I'd put up with it for guaranteed.
But you don't even know how bad Kim Kardashian fucking talk is. Like, it's the most vapid, but it's all justified because she's, like, world famous.
Off of Kim Kardashian, okay. Back to Chelsea Handler.
Yeah.
I just really want to have sex with Kim Kardashian. I don't know what else to say. It's just the thing that is out there. But, you know, unless I get into a relationship with the love of my life.
You wouldn't be able to.
I'm not a cheat. I can't cheat.
No. I'm saying if you had the chance to bed Kim Kardashian and all you had to do was not be sarcastic for 24 hours... leading up, because you're spending, meet her on set at 7 a.m., and then you know that if you play your cards that you can fuck her at 3 a.m.
I would have to just not speak. I don't even know how to be not sarcastic.
You would not be able to, like, keep from making fun of her in some way, or, like, doing a light jab.
I just have to keep saying, you're just so beautiful.
She'd freak out. She'd freak out. If you just made any type of joke with her, she'd freak out.
What's that supposed to mean?
What does that mean? Get off! He's being so disrespectful!
It's weird. It's weird.
Okay, sorry. Chelsea Handler. Chelsea Handler.
Get this weirdo away from me. Oh my god, you're so weird, Josh.
Like, who acts like that? Okay, so Chelsea Handler.
Don't you have any money? Chelsea Handler. I mean, there is a lot that points to yes.
Yeah.
There's a lot that points to yes.
Mm-hmm.
I would.
Okay.
So I'm going to say yes. Okay. Moving on.
Okay.
Did I answer Joan Rivers?
No. Would you?
Well, current Joan Rivers, no.
Okay. Even though Louis did.
Even though Louis did. But he was joking. young Joan Rivers, not really great looking.
Mm-mm.
By any means, but attractive enough, and Joan Rivers, like, as far as, like, female comedy legends go, is among the best.
She's a pretty good one.
I have a ton of respect for her. And also, like, I feel like there's a long period of time, well, I guess where she was really depressed when, like, her husband committed suicide, which she blamed on the show getting canceled and not all of her excessive cheating.
Was she just cheating?
She cheated on him a bunch. She had affairs with a couple of people.
That's sad. Like, comedians? Who?
One of the... well, the husband was the producer of the show. People that she was, like, on shows with and stuff.
That's sad. Chelsea Handler for sure cheated on her ex-husband. I bet they both cheated.
There's a lot of cheating going on at the top. It's just something that happens.
Yeah.
Not something I'm trying to be a part of when I'm there. something that
happened. Oh, dude, we totally forgot about Ferguson, by the way.
Oh, Craig Ferguson. Yeah. Where does he fall on your list? Ooh. Not of to-do, of, like, actually liking.
Oh, funniness?
Yeah.
That is, like, I'd say basically tied with Letterman and Conan.
Craig Ferguson is pretty hilarious. I love his show because it's just so weird and bizarre.
Yes. Yes.
Like, it's just... Yes. He has found a way to make a mockery of comedy shows.
Yeah, I don't know how he... I mean, it's really weird. That's what I like
about
robot, it.
The robot...
The skeleton co-host. Thing? I love it.
Yeah, the skeleton thing.
Yeah, it's so cute.
And it's so low budget. His show is just the most so ridiculously under-budgeted show I've ever seen in my life. They just give him nothing. He's almost like the guy in Office Space who's in the basement that, like, they didn't realize they didn't fire yet.
Right.
It's like nobody's even paying attention to Craig Ferguson's show over at CBS. Like, one day someone's going to come in and go, I noticed we got some ratings on this show. I didn't realize there was. I thought we had dead airtime there.
Yeah.
Do you guys want me to get rid of it?
Is it costing the same thing? No. Yeah, leave it.
Whatever.
So Ferguson also. Ferguson.
Hey, Craig, that stapler we lent you, we're going to need that back.
I'd rather have sex with Ferguson than Conan.
Really?
Ferguson is hot.
You think he's hot?
Yeah, and he has that accent.
You
for
like
sure.
The accent.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like sex with him would probably be something really weird.
I feel like he'd be really good at it. You don't think so?
I'm sure any of
you. Okay, which one do you think is just best at having sex with the dudes?
Something I've never thought of before in my life. Maybe Letterman?
No, Letterman, like, he's too little. He couldn't, like, pick anyone up.
I feel like, okay, if you want to ask me which one I think most girls want to have sex with the most, I'd say Fallon. What about Carson Daly?
No, that's not late night.
Yeah, he is.
What, this is on the radio?
You know, he's on
real show?
After Fallon.
Oh, yeah. No, he's gross. Everyone hates him. Let's not talk about him. Which I think Ferguson is best. I've listened to his audio book about, like, his biography, and he was, like, really crazy. He was like a drummer in his 20s.
Yeah. Craig Ferguson just seems like a really cool guy.
He's a badass. Yeah. He just kind of, like, drank his way into this position and then stopped drinking, and it's awesome.
If I had a late night show, which person's show do you think mine would be the most like?
I mean, I think it would have to be the most like Conan or Ferguson, because I don't think that you would accept having a job like the other ones, where you like you wouldn't get to have the really high budget one, because you would like be mean to some musical desk that wasn't dumb bitch. Some dumb bitch musical guest would come along and you would sass her, and then you would like wouldn't get the promotion to the main one. But you could like, they'll be like, okay, fine. We'll keep you. We'll move you back a half hour. Now you're at 12:30.
The show where I just talk incessantly while guests are there.
Yeah.
Did I tell you about my new... I'm very curious to try and even imagine what your late night show would be like. I think it would be interesting.
What do you think it would be like?
Very crafty.
Stu Crafts? It'd be fun to like, I would love to have a fake Martha Stewart show where I'm just like a crazy Martha Stewart. I would. I'd be like, now you have to make a pine cone with eyes on it.
Maybe that's a web series for you. Crafting with Robin.
That'd be really funny to make celebrities do crafts, then talk shit about their bad crafts.
You can come on my late night show one time with your crafts and listen to me talk.
All right. While we're doing the craft.
I think I would do Craig Ferguson-esque show probably the most.
Yeah.
Most like, even though Conan's my favorite.
Yeah.
I just don't think my personality matches that. He's too positive.
Yeah. He is overwhelmingly positive. Oh, I was going to say about Conan. So, yeah, he's not my 100% favorite or, like, fan with the late night, but he definitely influenced my sense of humor the most out of all these people because of his Simpsons writing he did. Mm-hmm. He was writing those crucial fucking episodes that were just, like, the best ever. He wrote Camp Krusty, which is, like, my favorite.
And the monorail one.
Yeah, was crushing. I mean, just, like, could not be more of where I started to think things were funny. Just, I love those episodes.
What about Andy Richter?
No, gross looking.
Gross looking?
Gross looking. Too fat.
I feel like Andy Richter is, like, an attractive fat man.
No.
Like, he's, like, cuddly. Would you cuddle? Not attractive. Would you spoon with him?
He'd have that weird voice. Just spoon.
I think he has a weird voice.
With Craig Ferguson instead.
You wouldn't spoon with Andy Richter?
No.
You wouldn't, like, let him sleep in your bed with you?
No, I'd be really annoyed. I would just think about the Arrested Development characters where, like, he's, like, a homeless person or something and be like, it just seems like that's true.
I love Andy Richter.
Okay.
That guy's hilarious.
So you would... Okay, so we talked about... What about Whitney Cummings?
So we're doing, like, the who would I do, not the who do I respect.
Well, yeah. We can do, but would you go out with her?
This show is almost the opposite of who do I respect. would I go out with Whitney Cummings?
Mm-hmm.
I can't see that working.
Yeah.
What'd you think of my show tonight, honey?
You sure
did
it.
Just be such a dishonest person all the time. Because Whitney Cummings is like the Tyler Perry of female comedians. Just coming out with all, like, the
so much
subpar
stuff,
but tons of it.
What's for white trash bitches, though? Who's it for? Because Tyler Perry is just for, like, general, like, middle black people.
Middle white people.
Do they even like Whitney Cummings, though?
Yeah, they do. She's got, like, 8 shows. She's producing everything. 2 Broke Girls, Whitney, short-lived late-night show.
Hey.
Which is how she made it onto our list.
Just want you to know that I've been looking at pictures of Craig Ferguson. He's very attractive. He's so good looking. I forgot about this. I gotta watch more of that show.
And never... Well, I guess I never think about that ship. Let's see some... The older dude.
Yeah, he's older now. I typed in Craig Ferguson young.
Do you like old Craig Ferguson?
Not as much.
Getting pretty wrinkly.
He's old. He's letting his hair go gray, so that's respectable. I agree with that.
Man, Whitney Cummings is only below Whitney Houston when you type in Whitney. She is pretty hot.
Yeah, she used to be a model.
Pretty.
If you ever model, you should be banned from comedy.
It's like, man, the Mary Murder Fuck, if you just gave me the 3 of them, is actually difficult for a lot of reasons.
Okay.
I guess we might as well just do it.
Yeah.
It's difficult because Whitney Cummings, aesthetically, is definitely the one I want to fuck.
Okay.
But she's also the one I want to kill.
Right.
Because, like, I don't want to get rid of Joan Rivers.
Yeah.
I guess I could get rid of...
She's a national
treasure. I guess I could get rid of Chelsea Handler, but I also don't want to be married to or have sex with Joan Rivers.
Right.
So this is such a complex, who would you do?
Right.
Because Joan Rivers is the one I'm most trying to keep alive.
Okay.
Joan Rivers, on, like, her fashion show today, is fucking hilarious.
So funny.
So funny. Like, she stopped being funny for a while. Oh, I was getting to this when she got all depressed.
Yeah.
She stopped being funny for a while. Then one day my mom was watching her, and she was just killing it.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn. Joan Rivers has not lost it one iota.
Those one-liners are fucking amazing.
Unbelievable.
Okay.
And Whitney Cummings kind of looks like Angelina Jolie.
She used to be a model.
Like, I thought that was a picture of Angelina Jolie, then I was, wait, no, that actually is Whitney Cummings. You know what? I can't be married to Joan Rivers. There was all the cheating, and, I mean, her husband committed fucking suicide.
Yeah, that's not good.
Not to mention she's old.
Yeah.
And young Joan Rivers was clearly not someone that you marry, either.
No.
And I'm not having sex with her. So I guess... And she's old. She's old, you know?
Yeah.
She's coming to the end anyway. I'm gonna have to kill her. I'm gonna have to have sex with Whitney, because I'm shallow.
Uh-huh.
But I'm gonna marry Chelsea Handler, because I think we figured out earlier that
she also
could be a working pair.
You're just gonna be obsessed with her.
We'll still get divorced.
Yeah.
That would definitely end in divorce.
You're going to be obsessed with her, and then she's going to crush you. It's going to be so sad.
Crushed. Destroyed.
I also don't like that Whitney was naked on her DVD cover. It's just like, okay, we get it.
All right, so for you, we're just gonna do Fallon, Conan, and Kimmel.
Fallon, Conan, and Kimmel. I would marry Conan. Which one do you think would think I was the funniest? Like, would Conan...
Either...
Wait, I think Kimmel might think that I was funnier than Conan would. Like, I don't know if Conan would really be into any of my jokes.
Conan... I feel like you and Conan would have good shtick together, though.
Could I ever... Would he really ever think I was funny?
One thing that's great about Conan, one of the other things I've always loved about Conan, is he's great at getting other people's shtick good with him. Like, when he would do interviews... I always felt like he did the best interviews.
Uh-huh.
Because he would just, like... I feel like with Kimmel and Leno, Letterman's also similar-ish to Conan in this way. With Leno and Kimmel and Fallon, it's just like, let's do an interview.
Okay.
But with Conan, he just really gets the shtick going with them. He always heightens it, and his jokes are so quick and on point.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like Letterman, too, tries to make...
Yeah, he has this little, like, he makes everyone Letterman be, like, sarcastic or whatever, yeah.
You know, they're the two that make it the most interesting. But I feel like you and Conan would have good shtick with each other, and he would like your shtick, and I think you would give him good responses to his.
You think he would think I was funny, though? I feel like Conan is a little bit of an ice king.
Have you ever seen the video of Conan with his assistant?
Yeah, but that's not, like, funny for the assistant.
Assistant not being funny?
Like, Conan. I wouldn't want to have that job, where Conan just pretend is a mean boss. Like, it would be, I'd be like, haha, because I really wouldn't find that funny.
I'll post that video also on our Facebook page, so you might as well start following us, listeners.
I don't know.
See these great videos?
I feel like if I was married to Conan, there'd be a lot of him making some crazy hand gesture or joke, and I'd be going, haha, yeah, okay. You know what I mean?
He might get really irritated with you. I could see that
happening, too. And then he, like, wouldn't like it because, yeah. So I think because of that.
Maybe Kimmel would find you the funniest.
Maybe, I think I could... Kimmel actually make him all laugh.
Sarah Silverman.
Or dating.
I bet Conan's wife's not really that funny to anyone but him.
Yeah, I bet she like...
Like he's like, honey, I think you're hilarious.
Right.
But...
You know who Conan's wife is fucking Cheryl from Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Probably.
Like, there's not... It can't be two comedians in that marriage. So I'm going to marry Kimmel. I'm going to bang Conan.
And kill Fallon?
Kill Fallon, for sure.
Thank you. I want to give you another one.
Okay.
Leno, Letterman, Carson Daly.
Okay. So I'm going to have to Google Carson Daly. I kind of remember what he... Okay, do you think Carson Daly is... What's he like to hang out with?
Boring as fuck. Really? Definitely the most boring. You definitely...
Definitely the craziest eyes.
You definitely find Jay Leno funnier to hang out with.
No.
And I bet you Jay Leno can be funny.
Wait, it was Letterman was the other option?
I used to watch Leno. I used to think he was
alright. It was Leno, Letterman, and Daly?
Yeah.
Fine, then I'm marrying... Oh, Letterman's an ice king. You'll never talk to him about anything.
And
you're
Letterman
just living
also
in
had,
that
like,
house.
That woman blackmailing him that he was having the affair with.
Yeah, but he's old, so like it's mostly just a matter of living him out. And I couldn't marry Carson Daly, and I couldn't marry Leno, so I have to marry Letterman.
Okay.
And then I'd bang Carson Daly. It'd be really... Oh, if I was a person that killed Leno, and I was married to Letterman, I'd be like a national treasure.
Real weird. Do you think Carson Daly is kind of like a sadist in the bedroom?
Definitely his eyeballs imply that.
Are you looking at this picture?
I'm looking at all the pictures with him in. He's just has his eyes open so wide. So unnecessary.
All right, well... I think we really worked through
some important issues.
Late night talk show hosts. Thanks for listening, everyone. Follow us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. Friend us on Facebook. Like us on Facebook.
Be our best friends in real life also. Give us a high five if you see us.
Have sex with us.
Send us checks with money on them.
Send us checks.
To advertise on our website. 101-3456.
Oh, and if you would like to advertise on Who Would You Do,
a check made to cash.
We have 19 likes on Facebook right now. You can reach all 19 of those people for the low, low price of
$19.99. And if you are a big fan of the show, this is a special offer. Just pay us $5,000 and you can sit here while we do an entire episode about you. So you can't actually talk, but
we'll talk about whether or not we have sex with you.
In intricate detail and discuss what we think your genitals look like.
For $10,000 or maybe even any amount of money, it could be Who Would You Do brought to you by who or whatever.
Your corporation.
Or if you want, we'll even do Who or Whatever Presents Who Would You Do.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is a rare offer. For $1 million, we will record a podcast, Who Would You Do with Robin and Josh, where the answer is Robin and Josh right now, we'll have a threesome with you. And that's $1 million. That's pricey. And it does have to get recorded. It's going to be a podcast.
You know what's real unfortunate about all these offers we're making right now, Robin?
None of them will get picked up.
What?
No one will pick them up?
Well, it's not so much that no one would pick them up as that at the 1 hour and 6 minute mark of our podcast, I'm very curious to know if anyone's actually still listening.
People listen.
People have it on.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, sponsor us. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Write us an email. Just please let us know we're acknowledged. And thanks for listening.
Goodbye.